So hiring the coaches for the project was an interesting challenge because our project involves three different ethnic groups, three different languages. And so I think we never could have done it if it weren't for having a good connection with each of the clinics where we're doing work. In fact, we were able to go out to the doctors in the clinics to recommend patients who might be good candidates for coaches. We reached out to support groups, you know, advertise in different ways in the community. But I think ultimately, if we didn't have a good connection with the clinics, it wouldn't have worked out as well as it has. The second thing was it was just really valuable for us to have staff that are native speakers in English and Spanish and in Vietnamese, because that really helped us in the interviewing and selection process and in the training process, because it allowed us to work, you know, in the native language and sort of see how they talk about diabetes and how they understood the program in their own words in the native language that they'd be working in. So that was an important piece of that. Retaining coaches, and the nice thing is once you find a coach that's a good fit in the program, retention's pretty good because the coaches themselves become very invested in the project. They find a lot of benefit in their own diabetes management by working with other patients with diabetes. And in general, we find the coaches really enjoy what they're doing, and they're interested in the research aspect of it, but are especially interested in the dealing with patients and the chance to help somebody. The only problems that we had, I guess you'd call it a retention issue, is sort of during the training process. Once we actually recruit more coaches than we ultimately kept in the program, and it was during the training process we really found the coaches that were the best fit. And there were at least a handful of coaches that are candidates for coaches that began the training program, and we decided just, you know, through talking with them and working with them, that either because of their particular skill set, their personality, their availability, just weren't as strongly suited for the job as others. And so the training process was a really important part to kind of sort of deepen the commitment of the coaches that were involved in the program, and kind of find the coaches that weren't able to commit the time. Most of the coaches that do this work part-time on the project, and the compensation isn't that high, so for them to stay in the program, they have to really be committed to it and get something out of it themselves. And we've been lucky to find a nice team of coaches that has found those benefits and have stayed with us throughout.